about to move all my pension investments, and timing is of the essence. I'll explain what's going on and why this huge change in one go for me. So I'm Eric, and I run this channel, Time to Retire, with my wife, Tracy. And we talk about all things pension and retirement. So if this is something you're interested in, please subscribe to check in with what's going on our retirement journey. So what's the big change? And for those of you who watch regularly, you'll be saying, I should stop mucking about with my pension investments and stick to the plan. But the first of the reasons is actually out of my hands, really. The second one, okay, you got me, guilty as charged. I'll hold my hand up. It's more undue fiddling with my portfolio. But the first reason is the easy one. I have to move my platform. So about a year ago, I consolidated my 7 old pensions into a single SIP. And at the time, I chose Freetrade. I chose this platform because I knew that I'd be making lots of trades in my first year. And as the name Freetrade suggests, they charge a yearly fee, but they don't charge for each trade. So great. So why the move? Well, unfortunately, Freetrade doesn't allow me to draw down my pension. So when I retire, I'll have to move all my investments into an account that facilitates pension drawdown. And I don't really intend to go and just buy an annuity with my pension pot. What I intend to do is to draw it down flexibly between the ages of 56 and 67. And at that point, my retirement state pension kicks in, and I also have some DB pensions that'll ensure I've got enough in my retirement to take me up to that date. And I'll actually get them DBs from 56 until the day I die. So I'm happy with the plan, but I've still got to move all my investments before I can retire so that I can start the drawdown. So this is where I'm at. I've spent a couple of months exploring all the different SIP providers that allow drawdown, and I brought down a list of 12 platforms down to my final two. So the final two candidates were Vanguard and Interactive Investor. And let me tell you why I discounted the other 10 platforms. It's all about what's important to you. So look at this table produced by Which on SIP platforms. Vanguard and Interactive Investor are actually quite low down on the list, but then look at the criteria they use to rate them. Typically, these higher rated platforms cost about £200 per year, more than Vanguard or Interactive Investor. But apparently they offer better support. Whilst I was with Freetrade, I contacted their support once in 12 months. Would I pay an extra £200 per year to get a slightly better response time? Not really, no. I'd be happy to wait a few hours for a response rather than fork out an extra £200 per year. And the other criteria is the level of research information that they provide about the investments. But there's a million websites out there that offer this kind of research for free. And if I had to spend an extra £200 per year on research data, I think I could do a lot better than the internal research on any of these particular platforms. So neither of these things sway me towards these more expensive platforms. For me, it's all about the platform costs. Now, Interactive Investor and Vanguard are both less than £200 per year. And this is kind of my limit, the limits I've set on what I'm comfortable paying for a platform fee. So now, choosing between both of these platforms, I actually went for Interactive Investor. So last night, I opened an Interactive Investor SIP account. And really, I'm looking forward to letting you all know how I get on setting it up and moving all my funds across. But I mentioned that there's two parts to the change in my funds. Well, the second part relates to the type of investment I'll be making going forward. When I first set up my SIP, I needed time to find my feet before I plunged into anything risky. So I put 80% of my pensions into an overnight Sonia tracker. This was a low-risk option for me. It gives a solid 5.3% each year, doesn't go up and down with the markets, and I know that inflation was likely to be under 3% for the year, so at least I wouldn't be doing anything catastrophic. However, there's of course a downside to this. With my 20% in equities, I still managed to pull off 9.5% return for the year, which I'm happy with. But if I've gone with 60% equities, as everyone was advising me, then this would have been near 15%. In the last 3 months, I've gone the other way. I've moved 80% into equities and left 20% in the overnight tracker. But it's time for a change, time for a rebalance. So on entering year two, I have one big worry. It's related to a stock market crash, but not in a direct way you might think. It's all about FOMO, my fear of missing out. If the stock market drops 20% in January, then I wouldn't be overly worried, as most of my withdrawals won't be for at least 5 years. But this gives me plenty of time for the market to recover. My worry is that if we did see a crash, then I wouldn't have enough unaffected liquid funds to be able to move into the market whilst it was down. So let me explain. I do nothing and we lose 20% of value in stocks. And this recovers back to the same level in 5 years' time. Or option two, I have 50% portfolio in Sonia Tracker and the market loses 20% and I move my funds in. Now in 5 years' time, I'm not just even, I'm actually 20% up. So it's about liquidity. Too much equity means too little movable cash to take advantage of the downside if it happens. So the plan before January 6th and the transfer of power in the US is for me to move 50% of my investments back into a Sonia Tracker, ready to put back in if we see a fall in 2025. So thanks for tuning in, and I promise to keep you up to date on my interactive investor move and also de-risking my portfolio. See you on the next one. Thanks.